a position at Penn State University, where he is the director of the Earth Systems Science Center at Penn State today. As everyone on the phone undoubtedly knows, in 2009, someone hacked into the email server at the University of East Anglia in the UK and essentially stole literally thousands of private email correspondence amongst dozens of different scientists, cherry-picked a few and posted them on the internet to so-called crowdsource them. From that flowed very significant and serious allegations of academic dishonesty amongst various scientists, all of which were proven to be false. But in essence, from that event cascaded a series of information requests that were submitted to various institutions and agencies across the United States and indeed across the world. One of them was submitted to the University of Virginia in December of 2009 by Virginia delegate Bob Marshall, a Republican from Prince William County, who requested Dr. Mann's UVA emails under the Virginia Freedom of Information Act. Now, the university's initial search for records on the server revealed that they had no records. In February 2010, in a parallel action, the Virginia Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, filed a lawsuit against the EPA seeking to overturn EPA's greenhouse gas endangerment finding under the Clean Air Act. And the suit essentially claimed that the climate, so-called ClimateGate emails cast doubt on the validity of the science underlying the endangerment finding. Joining Virginia were dozens of other industry groups that also sued EPA, including the Competitive Enterprise Institute, among others. In April 2010, the Attorney General served a subpoena on the University of Virginia demanding Dr. Mann's emails exchanged with 39 named scientists across the U.S. and the world. Now, the University of Virginia defended that subpoena, and essentially, the matter ended up in the court of Albemarle County, Virginia, where the circuit court judge ruled that Attorney General Cuccinelli had failed to articulate the specific conduct that constituted the alleged fraud and held, therefore, that the subpoena was improper and quashed the subpoena or essentially declared it to be invalid. This decision went up on appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court and ultimately was upheld on a different ground. The court held that the university was not a party, was not an entity that was subject to the specific statute under which Attorney General Cuccinelli was proceeding. So we had this parallel action by the Attorney General. As part of that action, the university ultimately discovered an old computer that was in the Environmental Sciences Department, which contained thousands of Dr. Mann's emails. And when this came to light, we had a parallel litigation that arose. And this involved an entity by the name of the American Tradition Institute, which